الحمد لله
الحمد لله رب العالمين
وكفى والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن سن سنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يعتذرون إليكم إذا رجعتم إليهم قل لا تعتذروا لن نؤمن لكم قد نبأنا الله من أخباركم وسيرى الله عملكم ورسوله ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون صدق الله العظيم. So my dear and respected brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So brothers and sisters, today inshallah in Salat al-Taraweeh we'll start with juz number brother? Any? 11th. From juz number 11th. So which means that we have already completed a third of the Holy Quran. So this is how fast Ramadan is going to fly past us. And talking about Ramadan, if you have noticed that today is the 9th night of Ramadan. So tomorrow, one more night, and then the first Ashara would be gone. And then the second Ashara will go faster than the first one. And the last Ashara, we are all preparing for Eid, so that goes really fast. Then more people will come. Okay, so I was thinking, brother, about some ayats, inshallah, to talk about. So I will just continue, in fact, from where I left last night. And that is, brothers, what is the purpose of wearing clothes? Now, why do we have to wear clothes? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave two reasons why it is mandatory upon us to wear clothes. So Allah said, Ya Bani Adam, and this is also a miracle of Quran. Just like one brother was asking about the miracles of Quran, this is also a miracle of Quran, that libas or clothes is not important only for Muslims to wear. It is something which is important for everybody to wear. So look at this ayah when Allah is talking about the reason for wearing clothes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people who believe. No. Allah said, Ya Bani Adam, O children of Adam, irrespective of your faith. So Ya Bani Adam, O children of Adam, Qad anzalna alaykum libasa. I had given you libas. I have given you clothes to wear. Qad anzalna alaykum libasa. I have given you clothes to wear. Yuwari sawatikum. And the two maqasid and the two purposes that needs to be met when we are wearing clothes. First, and this is the most important one, is that it should conceal your body. It should conceal your private parts. Plus, it should conceal the curves of your body. So what did this ayah mean is that to wear clothes which are tight, which are skin tight for both males and females. Underline that, brother. It is not permissible for males to wear skin tight jeans and skin tight t-shirts. Because then what is the purpose of, you know, if it's skin tight, it is exposing the curves of your body. And for females, definitely it is not permissible. So libasan yuwari sawatikum, first maqsad of wearing clothes is that it should conceal your private parts and it should conceal the curves of your body. That's number one. Number two reason is varisha, that you should wear clothes to look good. that your choice of clothes and the color, you know, should be such that when you put them on, you should look good, Varisha. You see? Now a person who is walking without clothes, there is no beauty to look at. You know? Now, one of the big difference between humans and animals is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given tail to animals with which to conceal their private parts. But humans don't have tails. You know, we don't have tails. We have clothes. Now, the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that human beings have the ability to make clothes for themselves. But animals cannot make. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made animals in such a way that whether it's chilling cold or really hot, it doesn't matter much to them. But if you and I, you know, we are not wearing jacket or sweater, something warm, in winter we are going to get sick or maybe die. Same thing when it is hot. But animals, you see, they have no libas. They have no clothes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I have created insan as ashraful makhluqat, as the best of my creation. So when you shed clothes, whether at beach or on the streets or in parties, when you are shedding clothes in public, you are imitating the qualities of animals. So now you are acting as if you are a beast, an animal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, I have created you among the best, as the best makhluk. By shedding clothes, you are trying to act like an animal. You see? This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ula'ika kal'an'am. Those people who don't understand this, whether male or female, and they shed clothes, or they wear clothes which are very revealing. You know, very revealing. So that is as if they are not wearing anything. That the clothes are skin tight, thus revealing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that they are like animals. Because animals have not been given clothes to wear. Now humans are acting like animals by wearing skin tight clothes and revealing their body in public. So plus Allah said, I have given insan aql, brain. Animals don't have that strong brain, but humans have. That's why Allah said that those people, those humans who act like animals, they are in fact worse than animals. Allah said, "Ulaika kal-an'am bal hum adall." That these people are like animals, in fact worse than animals. Why? Why the ulaika hum al-ghafilun? They are ghafil. They are not heeding to the advice of Allah and Rasulullah. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, libas is so important in Islam that if you don't have libas on your body, you cannot pray salah. You know, you are exempt from salah. Let's say, just hypothetically, just think that there is a person who is without clothes. He wants to pray salah, he could not find any clothes, he's just naked. He cannot pray salah. Because it's an act of contempt, of honor with Allah to say Allahu Akbar and no clothes on. You know, this is like insulting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first put clothes on, then say Allahu Akbar. You see? Similarly, when you are, you know, carrying your life, brothers and sisters, understand that libas is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of the things that distinguishes human beings from animals. One of the things. But if you are shedding clothes, Then you're acting like animals, and then you will be worse than animals because animals don't have aql, you have aql. In Surah A'raf, after Allah mentioned the purpose, okay, so let's review one more time. So, brother, you. So, what are the two purposes of libas?
To cover yourself.
To cover yourself, and second is?
Not to show the cover.
And then that you should.
Beautify.
Yeah, to beautify yourself or varisha. Varisha means that you should look good. Right? So two purposes, to cover yourself and to look good. Now, among the signs of the Day of Judgment, my dear brothers and sisters, and if you, I know you are tired, but if you can pay attention to this hadith, you look at the miracle of Rasulullah. Rasulullah said one of the signs of the Day of Judgment is that Rasulullah said, in my ummah, in the last days of this world, there will be women who will kasiyatin, the word are kasiyatin aariyat. Kasiyatin means the women who are very close. Aariyat, but they are naked. They are very close. They have shirt, they have trousers, everything. But Rasulullah said they're skin tight. Skin tight. So Rasulullah said the kasiyatin, they are very close. But aariyat, but they are naked. Ma'ilatin mumilat. Rasulullah said that their character would be such that they would show interest in men who are ghair mahram. You know? And then mumilat. And they will attract attention because the way they are dressed up, whether they go to mall or to parties, anywhere they go, the heads turn towards them. Everybody is screening their body from head to toe. That's what it means, mumila. That they are attracting attention. Like in a Muslim gathering, you know, let's say tilawat of Quran is going on. In a hotel, let's say. A woman enters, skin tight, you know, revealing herself. The head will turn, people will forget for a minute that the tilawat was going on. At least respect Quran. Have your eyes down. No, that is mumilat. Then Rasulullah said that la yadkhulna al-jannah wa la yajidna rihaha. Rasulullah said that such women are not going to go to Jannah. In fact, Rasulullah became so angry and he said that they will not even get the fragrance of Jannah. So my dear brother, whether it's male or female, the purpose of libas is to cover yourself, not to reveal your body. You see? Nowadays, brother, it has become an art to wear clothes but still reveal yourself. Therefore, in the next ayah of Surah A'raf, Allah said, Ya Bani Adam. Again, brother, look. Allah is not addressing Ya Ayyuhan Ladin Aman. Because it's a universal fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about. Let us, Ya Bani Adam, O children of Adam, La yaftinannakum shaitan, make sure that shaitan does not deceive you again. Kama, just like akhraj abawaykum min al-jannah, just like shaitan took your parents out from Jannah, yanzi'u anhuma libasahuma liyuriyahuma sawatihima. And he took them out, but before he managed to get them out of Jannah, he first stripped them of their clothes. Then Allah said that this is what shaitan does. But Ahlul Iman, they protect their modesty. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further on said, that وَإِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً قَالُوا وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا وَاللَّهُ أَمَرَنَا بِهَا قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell people that Allah does not preach in indecency. Every commandment of Allah is based on haya. Every commandment of Allah is based on modesty. Right? Further on, Allah said, Ya Bani Adam, O children of Adam, خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ.
You should be dressed nicely, yes. But when you come to the masjid, or when you are thinking of starting a salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, at that time, you should be dressed in the best clothes possible. So خُذُوا زِينَةً عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ means when you come to the masjid, you should be in the best dress. Or whenever you are thinking of praying salah at your home or elsewhere, make sure that you should be in the best clothes possible. Why? Because you are in the presence of Allah. So Allah is paying attention to you when you are in salah. So when Allah is paying attention, you should be in the best clothes possible. You see? That's why, for example, the Fajr Salah. In the Fajr Salah, if you are praying at home, for example, do not pray Salah in your nightgown or those pajamas that you wear at the time of going to bed. No, change clothes. Because in those pajamas, you will not go to, let's say, a bank or for shopping. No, why? You say, no, I need to change. So then how can you stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So when you say Allahu Akbar, you are in the presence. Allah says that I give special attention to my slave when he is in salah. So you should be in the best clothes possible when you are praying salah. So these were the ayat regarding libas. You know, in Surah Al-A'raf. Ayat number 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. Go and check it out. In this time and age, my dear brothers, libas, clothes, and why we have to wear clothes, that needs to be understood and then followed.
So, moving on in Surah Al-A'raf, there are two ayahs that I would like to briefly touch upon. Although these two ayahs need to be taught a lot, but briefly. You know, brothers, when people will be in Jannah, inshallah, like I said, you will be in Jannah, brother, inshallah. So, you know, you will like to, you know, when you look around, you will find that, you know, I have few friends missing. I don't see them in Jannah. So you will ask angel that, bhai, you know, fala ibn fala, do you have any idea where he is? So the angel will say, well, forget about that. You enjoy your life in Jannah. So they'll say, no, I want to see where he is. So now, since every wish of the Jannati person is going to be fulfilled, so the angel will say, Allah have commanded me that if you want to see your friend or whatever, your colleague, your brother, ayaz billah, whoever it is, you know, in fact, you can talk to them. And the Jannah will say, I can talk to them? Yes, you can talk to them. But by the way, he's in Jahannam. Do you still want to talk? Yes, I would like to talk. So Surah A'raf says, Allah says, وَنَادَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. So أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ will address the people of Jahannam and they'll say, أَنْ قَدْ وَجَدْنَا مَا وَعَدَنَا رَبُّنَا حَقًّا. So Ahlul Jannah will say, hey, right, you know, whatever we have believed in, we believe in Allah, and everything that Allah said. So Alhamdulillah, on the day of Hashr, every promise of Allah came true for me. So فَهَلْ وَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدَ رَبُّكُمْ حَقًّا. And I have been telling you in the world, warning you in the world not to do wrong things. Otherwise the wa'ada for Allah was Jahannam. So did you find it true? The people of Jahannam will say, قَالُوا نَعَمْ. Yes. We found it to be true. So then فَأَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّنْ بَيْنَمْ أَلَّعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ. So the angel will say, do you still want to talk to him further? You know? But then, since the conversation is taking place, so that the people of Jannah, you know, they will say, bhai, what's going on in Jannah? Say, Allah has given us everything. So Surah A'raf says, that the people of Jahannam will say to the people of Jannah, okay, bhai, you know, remember we were friends in the world? Remember we were buddies, we were cousins, we were friends, we were, I will not say husband, wife, inshallah, we would be together in Jannah, inshallah. But, you know, we were relatives, cousins, uncle, whatever.
So remember our bond of love and all that? Yes, yes, yes. Said, an afidu alay wanada ashabul nari ashabul jannah, an afidu alayna nilma, aw mimma razaqakumullah. So the people of Jannah will say, you know, do us a favor. Just give us one glass of water. One glass of water, just one glass of water. Aw mimma razaqakum, aw whatever Allah has given to you in Jannah, give us something from Jannah. Something. Now brother, look at that. Look at the feeling of Ahlul Naar. They give us something that Allah has given you in Jannah. Qalu, but Ahlul Jannah will say sorry. Qalu inna Allah harrama huma ala al-kafirin. The people say sorry, I wish I could give you, but Allah has made drinks and food of Jannah haram upon those people who are in Jahannam. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that who will be the people of Jahannam? Who will be the people of Jahannam? Whether among them will be some Muslims as well. You know which kind of Muslim, al-'aadhu billah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'll tell you which kind of Muslim, al-'aadhu billah, will be in Jahannam. And brothers, may Allah protect you and me, but see if you and I are one of them. Al-'aadhu billah. Alladhina takhadu deenahum lahwan wa la'iba. Those Muslims who have taken their religion, deen, Islam, as a sports. La'iban wa la'iba means something to mock at, something to make fun of. I'm a Muslim, yes. But whenever he feels, he starts laughing at the khutub of Allah. As soon, kya bekaar hua? Interest, hijab, what is this? Yeah, what is this? Well, you know, all these commands of Allah, he's making fun. A hadith of Rasulullah said, yeah, but I don't know, all of that stuff. So he is saying la ilaha illallah, but he is making fun of la'ibam wa lahwa. Brother, can you control? So deenahum lahwam, so they had made religion something to make fun of. So they are making fun of by passing these comments and then believing in it. And then وَغَرَّتْهُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. And because of them not taking Islam seriously, they let the world dominate their life. So the love of the world is dominating them. But if you ask them, brother, you are Muslim, alhamdulillah, Muslim, la ilaha illallah. But their whole purpose of life is this world. So on one hand, they are making fun of religion, and on the second hand, they are letting this world dominate their heart. Allah says, with such people I am going to fill Jahannam with. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاهُمْ. My brothers and sisters, this is a very important thing which Allah is saying this. I think فَلْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاهُمْ. Today, on the day of assembly, the day of Hajj, Allah is saying, today I am going to forget these people. I am going to forget these people. كَمَا نَسُوا لِقَاءَ يَوْمِهِمْ هَذَا. Just like they forgot that there is going to come a day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assemble us. In this world, they completely forgot about it. They never use. In fact, if somebody will talk about the day of Hajj, they will say, "Bhai, you know, just don't talk about death and life after death. You know, give us some entertainment. Don't talk about death and life." So they didn't want to even think about life after death. And if somebody would remind them, they will get mad at them. Then why are you talking about life after death? I don't want to do so. So they're saying, just like they forgot about the day of Hajj, today, on the day of Hajj, Allah saying, I'm going to forget them. So Allah saying, with such people, I'm going to fill Jahannam with them. So I'll repeat again one more time. The people of those Muslims who will be in Jahannam, al-'aadhu billah, would be those, number one, alladhina takhadu deenahum lahwan wa la'iba, who took their religion so lightly that they used to make fun of the commandment of Allah and Rasul. Second is that they let the world and the love of the world dominate their heart. So in other words, they were just living in this world for the sake of money. That's it. Third thing is that they never wanted to think about the day of assembly. If somebody will talk to them about the day of assembly, they will get mad at that person. So because of these three qualities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I am going to forget about them on the day of. Forget means Allah never forgets anything. This is in Arabic is called ta'reef. Ta'reef means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding them that, you know, if you forgot about me, so today I'm not going to show my special mercy upon you. Go away from me. So my dear brothers and sisters, this ayah is important for us to understand that you and I cannot make fun of Islam. If somebody says anything wrong, you have to stop him or go away from them. Otherwise, you will be with them. You know? Sometimes what happens is that you know, if you are going to a gathering, the speaker or the whatever show you are going to say, whatever, it is going to be contrary, complete contrary to the ahkamat of Allah and Rasul, complete contradiction with Quran and Hadith. But you say, let's go for fun. And if somebody tells you but that this is wrong, this is just for fun. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that although you are not the actor there, you are not the speaker there, the guy who is making fun of religion, but since you were in that gathering, you are one of them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقَدْ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ. Allah said, if you find yourself at a place where people are mocking about religion, right, and you are sitting there, so then فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ. Do not sit with them. إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا مِثْلُهُمْ. If you decide to be a part of that gathering where people are making fun of Allah, Rasul, Quran, Hadith and the Sha'air of Islam, and you decide to keep sitting there because of your friendship, the host call you, and because of friendship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said no, then you will be one of them. Regarding friendship, brothers, remember this beautiful ayah of Quran. Many of the Arab brothers, I think, remember this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that your friendship should be based on taqwa. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Your friendship should be based on piety and taqwa. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And do not be friends in doing sinful deeds and in those actions that will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers and sisters, these ayahs of Quran are very powerful. But only for those of us who are ready to take nasihat from this. You know, what is one of the sifat of Quran? What is the word that Allah used for nasihat in Quran? Allah said, وَهَذَا ذِكْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ أَنزَلْنَا أَفَأَنْتُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ. Allah said, this is a dhikr which is mubarak, meaning a very, very blessed dhikr. Dhikr means reminder. So all these ayahs that I translated to you, for example, tonight, these are the ayahs of Quran which serve as reminders. Only if you want to be reminded. If you want to close your eyes and ears, you will not be reminded. But Allah is saying that Quran has been sent so that it should open your eyes and it should remind you time and again. You know, it's like a thermometer to check your temperature. Similarly, Quran is a thermometer to check your iman. Are your iman correct? Is your iman correct or not? Or are you going on the wrong path? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help me understand. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us take the full benefit, inshallah, from Quran in this night. Wa ahudan, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.